The pasuk brings, right, in this week's parsha, Vayu Chayei Sarah, right? Sarah lived 127 years. Vatama Sarah, Vayava Avram was called Sarah, with Kosa. So Avram came, this called the Sarah, to go ahead and eulogize her and to cry for her. Right, that was the beginning of the Levaya process, the Bechiah, the Evo process, which Avram Avinu, her husband of so many years, did for her. Says the Rabbeinu Bechaya says, Vayeroi Gomer, right? I think I marked it off over there, right? You see the markings? Vayeroi Gomer, sorry? Vayeroi Gomer, Oud, Vigavkosa Ulkavra. The Chorus says that Rabbeinu Bechaya, it would have been appropriate to not just say that, as the Torah says, Lispel the Sarvel of Kosa, to eulogize and to cry for her, but there's something else which is involved. What about Ulkovra, to bury her? Right, that was all part of the process of the Avelus and the Kvura, that was it. Even more so, Kia Kvura, Iker, Gemilos HaChesed. That's the main part, that's the main Gemilos Chesed, which exists when someone buries someone. Ugemara Hesper Abachia, the whole ultimate purpose, that if you just mask with someone, you cry for someone, okay, it's very nice, very Chosha, very nice Chesed, but the main thing is to put the person to bring it to Kvura. It's a big mitzvah. So therefore, the Chorus, the Pasuk should have said, as he did all of that, he didn't just do the Bechi and the Hesped, right? He obviously buried her also. So the Pasuk should have said, Lispo the Sarav, Lifkosa, Ulkavra. Why did it do that? I'm sorry. Vikra Dvarim, Shes Or Avram Lohem, Yakavura. And the main thing which Avram Avinu felt, of many things, I guess, in his life, I guess he means, Yakavura. Right, he was very much into the mitzvah of kavura, especially by his wife. Shehi mimidaus shalkarish baruch hu. That's the mid of akarish baruch hu, right? To do chesed, to bury people. He brings from the bottom. Akarish baruch cover mason, right? That's what Hashem does. That's Hashem's midah. Shu rav chesed. Hashem is rav's ultimate chesed. He's very considerate, very kind. He does a lot of chesed, and that's what he does. So Avraham Avinu also same thing. So that's his kash. Therefore, why doesn't it say ukovra? So he says, called there. It would give the wrong impression as if it was one after the other, one, two, three. Misbeid ubechia kvura. And that's not how it was. Hesped misbeid vabechia hayu tchufim there one after the other. The first two ein kena kvura. So maybe I give some kind of terrorist that was. That because it would be misleading, it would seem that it was all one to three, one after the other. And the truth was, the kvura was much later because he had to first find the place. So the bechi and the hes was earlier, and the kvura was separate. That's what he says. But his kasha was lechori says he should have said kvura. What about kvura? Because that's Avram's big thing. Because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midah. But the Medrash Rabbah Bosai says something very similar. Takes a little further. Medrash Rabbah on the bottom of the page says, "Yachre Kain, Kavra Avram." The pasuk says, "Rodev Staka, Vachesed Yimso Chayim Staka Vachava." Someone runs after Staka Vachesed, he'll achieve, he'll receive, he'll find Chayim Staka Vachava. The Medrash doesn't explain how is that so, and how do we see what's it referring to? Rodev Staka Zavram. If someone runs after Staka, no righteousness, that's Avram. V'shamu derech Hashem, rasa staka. It was said by Avram, he watched the way of Hashem, or his people, his children, his family, he'll teach them to do what he does, to go after staka. V'chesed, what's the chesed? Rode staka, v'chesed, what's the chesed? Shagama chesed the sarah. He was gomu chesed the sarah. And the Farshim Rink goes, he bore it to kvura. Same thing like the Rebbeinu Bechaya says. Yimsa chayim, v'shani, v'shnei chayim, yimsa chayim. Where do we see that brings to long life? It was processed by him. Ushnecha Avram, Ma'as Shana, V'shim Shana, V'cham Yishan. He lived the long life. Stock of Achav, Amr Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Amr HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ani Umnosi Gomo Chasadim. My Uman, my business, my job, my skill set, my expertise, my specialty is Gomo Chasadim. That's what I know. That's the ultimate. I am a Gomo Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tafasta Umnosi. And you grabbed the hold, you took over, you grabbed my, you, not that you stole it from me, but you grabbed the hold of my illness. You became a clone of myself, so to speak. You grabbed the hold to my business. Tafastu nasi ba revush revusha. Therefore, come and I'll get you dressed in my clothing. The Avram's lucky, but Yom, I think the Farshim say it means because he had a certain hadras upon him, something like that. So I gave Hashem gave him so many rewards because he was mamish emunah kodesh baruch. It seems that this is a very interesting, very basic esod, which is very, I guess you could say, chiddushik in the Welt. The Rishiva has many shmuzim on this concept. But if you ask me about Avraham Avinu, right? He had a tzedekus for a wife. They were married for many, many years. They went through a lot together, all the trials and tribulations of many, many years together. And then she passes on. So he goes and buries her, right? So if you ask me, how are you uptight to that relationship? What's the reason? What's behind that? What's the midah which allows a person or encourages a person or motivates a person to go ahead and bury his wife? I think Rachmanus, a person has to bury a parent, Rachmanus, bury a child. What's the midah? So Pashup Shat, and Fakir, if someone doesn't bury his wife or bury his relative that passed away, it's achzorius, it's cruelty, it's rishus. I mean, you know, the person so close to you, that they were with you so many years, that they helped you out so much, you have such a relationship, it's a tata, it's a son, it's a wife, and especially by Avram, I mean, he loved her dearly, there was such tremendous ava v'reyus. You know, there are other Rishivish moves about that the Malachim tried to increase the ava, but I care, but there was so much love beforehand. There was such a close-knit relationship of love and concern and commitment to each other. After everything they went through for all the years of their lives, Avram, of course, I mean, he's considered, oh, he's a big Baal Chesed. He goes ahead and buries his wife. Chesed, that's not Chesed. That's being a normal non-Russia. If you don't do that, you're a Russia. You're not a Baal Chesed if you do it. You know, if a guy walks by and he sees his friend, and he goes, he doesn't stab him to death. Oh, what a Baal Chesed. What a nice guy. He doesn't stab his friend to death when he walks by. Oh, he's a Baal Chesed. He's a good guy. No, it's not Chesed. That's, you know, you're not a Russia, so you don't become Baal Chesed because of that. What's the chesed over here? The chesed, a person that Avraham Avinu went and buried his wife of, I don't know, how many years was it? Okay, the cheshbon, I don't know, over 100 years, right? The cheshbon. But right, it was a long marriage. It wasn't just a 25-year anniversary, 50-year anniversary, it was way beyond that. So that's called, you call chesed. And the second medrash, says, not just is it called chesed, they both call it chesed, but the second medrash is trying to bring out, right? Where's chesed? It's chesed of Avram. Well, where's the chesed? Right, Avram Avinu is his chesed. Where's his chesed? I'll tell you where his chesed is. We had last week's Parsha Lech Lecha. Everyone knows the famous stories that all the Midrashim, all the Chazal, the Shmuz talk about with the Orchim, Hachnos Orchim, the Lord is known for chesed of Avram. Why? Ask any kid in Cheder, he'll tell you. The chesed of Avram is because of the fact that he was such a Bach Machnes Oreach. There's three Arabs on the third day of his meal. He's so weak, he's sick, he's exhausted, and it's so hot, he has good excuses. Chesed of Avram, he goes ahead and brings these Orchim, these Arabs, right? Some of them weren't Rishon, but they were still, they weren't his family. They were what? That, if you ask me, what's the example of chesed of Avram? So you bring Lech Lecha. It's not Vayera, not where he goes ahead and he buries his wife. That's the ultimate. How do you see Avraham Avinu was so similar to Hashem? He was tafastam nusi. He took his job, he emulated him. How? Because he buried his wife. That's not the example you bring. I'll bring a better example. You know what the best example is? Because he went on the third day of his milah, and he went and he was machtes orchim. He looked out, he tried to find, there was no need, it was hot, there was no one out there. Okay, so fine, no one out there, so big deal. So you take it, I'm off today, what's the big deal? No, he went, he felt tsar. HaKadosh Baruch had to cover up the sun and make it less hot and bring out the orchim, make malachim, there was no one else around. That's chesed l'Avram, not the kura for Sarah's wife. Also, you see from here, as Rashi said many times, a tremendous yesod. That no matter who it is, right, whether it's a person's wife, whether it's a person's parent, whether it's a person's brother or sister or a child, whatever it is, the hargosha, the feeling, the relationship you have to have with that person has to be an unselfish type of love, which stems from Selam Okim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation. That's the relationship. You know, when a person sees, when Avraham Avinu saw his wife, he didn't see, well, you know, because she was so nice to me, and she made such delicious suppers every day, and she did my laundry, and she stayed up late when I came home at night, and she was there to greet me. That's all true. And that all deserves Hakaras Tov, notwithstanding all that. It's true, 100%. That's all proper. But the real, the most powerful Hagasha, the real chesed, the real love that exists between one person and another is not because of what that person does for me. Rather, it's because you see who the person, the value of the person. Who is the person? The person is a shtick. Chel Hakamim Mal is a shtick of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's created by HaKadosh. He's a Selam Elkim. He has purity. He has beauty of honesty, of integrity, of chesed, whatever it might be. Those the midos. Not because of what they do for me. So when a person, when Avraham Avinu saw his wife, and now she passed away, and he had to bring it to the Kvura, because of the Madrega he was on, because the Chazal is upteished, how they know it, I can't tell you, but they upteished the chesed he did was not a selfish chesed. Not because, oh, she was my wife. No, no. That might help, it might help increase, if you build upon that, use it as Chafakir, Chazal do say, there's a, you know, your Mishloch comes first, called Karav Kodem, right? Someone's closer because there's a potential, it's a greater potential to feel it more because it's appropriate, because it's more, it has more potential. But the real Yisod, the real Hargosh is not, nothing to do with because she helped me out, nothing because she's good to me, not because we had a wonderful life together. Because she is Selam Elkim. It's the same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not because, well, you know, I love Kai Yisrael because they're so good for me and they help me out so much. Nah, Hashem doesn't need us, nothing. Hashem loves the beauty, the purity, the chesed of Kai Yisrael, the honesty of Kai Yisrael, the left acharam b'midbar, right? Whatever it was because it's the chel kalimah. That's what Hashem loves. That's chesed l'avram. He is exactly like HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he cared for someone because I want to help that person. Is she related to me? Yeah, but that's not the nekuda. What he saw was not the nekuda of she's my wife because she helped me so much. No, it's because she's a Selam Elkim. It's because she's a human being who's a wonderful person because she's someone who's a Baal Chesed. She's a Baal Emes. She's a Baal Avodas Hashem. That's what she is. She's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that Rabbeinu says how we expand to Kal Yisrael. And the whole Velt talks about Gesef Achdus and Avos Yisrael. Let's love everybody. It doesn't work on both sides because the love that people in the veld out there experience is because what's in it for me? What does the person do for me? Without that, nice person, why? But you know, they're not experienced that in this type of love. The love that we're supposed to have that would really develop and enhance Avos Yisrael is because I see the person as a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I see him as a selam, as an image of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's so beautiful, so pure, so special. Every human being has such milus. That's what brings Klal Yisrael to Avos Reyim, to love of each other. And that's our both we have to work on. That's our job. That's our mission. That's what we could do it. Yeah, Rabbi, how could I? Don't give me this high lofty concept. No, come on. I love the person who's nice to me. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But that's like down here compared to the potential that a person could have. Greater than Hachnosis Orchim, greater than all that is the love that Avram evidenced. Somehow there was something there which indicated to Chazal and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he saw that the love he had for her was because she was a Selam Elkim. It was altruistic. It was unselfish. It was selfless. Not selfish. It was selfless love because he loved the Selam Elkim Shabo. And that's what we can achieve, Rabbosai. We can be migrish that. We can feel that. That's our potential. We can reach for the stars and we can try to accomplish and develop that feeling. Well, I love everybody. Why? Not because he helped me. Huh? What about that guy? He didn't help you. You never met that guy in your life. No. I love him because nothing with me. It's because he's a shtick, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he's perfect. He's beautiful. He has purity. He has tamimus. He has yashrus. He has tara. That's what we have to strive to achieve, Rabbosai.